Tonight I want to share with you how to live in an unmovable kingdom. In other words, there are insights that will minister to you tonight that you will never be shaken again. Because that unmovable, unstoppable, unshakable kingdom lives on the inside of you. And when you know how to function from the inside and stop worrying about the outside, you'll be able to stand your ground and enjoy the life the Lord has given you. So let's read. I'm going to read from the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And I'm going to read from the 25th verse. Now, I have a library of a Bible. I have a study Bible, the Ryrie study Bible. Before I read, I want you to know how to deal with the debatable things of life. Amen. Things that are debatable. You need to know how to deal with them. And so the 12th chapter, the first three verses tell you how to deal with debatable things. Things that you don't seem like you know how to make a decision on. And then another aspect is the knowing how to live a disciplined life, knowing how to be a disciple, knowing how to make decisions properly. That started the 4th verse, 12th chapter, to the 11th verse. And then I want you to think about the direction of life. There's a lot of time we need direction, right? Yes. All right. The direction of life is also in this chapter from verse 12 through verse 17. Then life must be driven. Life is not automatic. Somebody has to hold the steering wheel on life. Talk to me in here. Yeah, when you as a kingdom citizen, there are certain things you have to take control of spiritually to keep your life going under the discipline of God. Yes, sir. So the discipline of life, I told you, is verse 4 to 11. Then the direction of life. That's what I'm talking about, the direction of life. And then the other ones go well with what I just said. That's from 12 to 17. Then from verse 18, I'm in Hebrews 12. The drive of life. No, I just talked about drive. It's 18:24. Now, what we're going to read from that text is the duty of life. But the other ones have to be in place before you can get to the duties of life. But notice what he says here. See that you, verse 25, that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if thou escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made. I wish I had time here tonight with that. On, you know, because there's a lot of things made look like they're taking over. And the spirit world, because it's invisible, and because the church have lagged back so long, we're the strongest thing on the face of the earth because we represent the kingdom and represent the king. But sometime in this millennial age, it won't look like the world so smart and the church runs so short. but that's not so. Ignorance is a robber. Spiritually, if you're spiritually ignorant, it will rob you. But if you know your rights, you're unshakable, unmovable, and unstoppable. You follow what I'm saying? So everything that looks like it's in control is not in control. That's what I'm trying to say here. These things here, all those things there that is not giving God the glory, they shall be removed. Everything going on that look like it's so powerful and not giving God the glory. Remember I told you that. It shall be moved. And when God get ready to shake down these little worldly kingdoms, he'll shake them tomorrow. They can't stop him, you know. King Pharaoh thought he had a kingdom and God took him out. All right, in verse 27, and this word you once more signify the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Verse 28, here we go. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom. What did it say? So let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. A kingdom that cannot be moved. Now, turn to Luke chapter 17, because you have to understand that this is an inner kingdom. Write that down. It's an inner kingdom. It's an inner kingdom, but it manifests. It demonstrates. It has the ability to create. This kingdom, when you understand it, can cause things to happen supernaturally. All right? We know it's a miracle kingdom, right? All right? It's also a covenant kingdom. All right? So it's an inner kingdom, and that kingdom lives on the inside of you. It is an invisible kingdom until you make it visible. Amen. Your faith life, the dynamics of faith can call things that be not as though they were, can cause things to happen that man say can't happen. All the academic institution in the world can't do it. But that kingdom that is on the inside of you can do it. Yes. It is a kingdom of no impossibilities. I need to hear you louder than that. So I have a kingdom on the inside of me is a kingdom of no impossibilities. So from this night forward, everything is possible in my life. No matter what man said, no matter what the institution said, no matter what nobody says, because I know that I am in the kingdom and the kingdom is in me, there's no impossibility. We can go home right now. If you let that stir on the inside of you and recognize that when things don't look right, it doesn't mean you're going down. And when everybody else said nothing can't be done about it, you can tell them, I'll be back. Hallelujah. I'll be back. Say it, I'll be back. As a believer, I'll get to something in a minute. There are gears you can shift into from the inside that cause life to obey you on the outside. And so, never get in a hurry, child. Be still and know that I'm God. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to correct it. Correct it in your heart or correct it in your mind. I'm going to make a statement. I'm not going to make it right, though. If God can't be shaken, I can't be shaken. What's wrong with that statement? You didn't get it? If God can't be shaken, I can't be shaken. Some of y'all better come on home here. Y'all better understand that's a erroneous statement there. Because he cannot be shaken. All right. I told you to turn to Luke 17. Yeah, I just want to look at this because we need to look at this. You know this, but I want you to look at it again because some of the things I want to dig into has to have this backup. Because people are looking everywhere, looking for everything, just looking. Notice the 20th verse. There's a peculiar word there called a word in a scenario that can throw you down if you don't watch yourself. Observation. Observation carried the idea of something I can look at. And a lot of time as a kingdom citizen, because we're on the outside looking at the situation, we can't see the solution. We're looking on the outside for it. If we just stand still a few moments and listen. And if we can operating in faith means this. It's sometimes awkward to operate in faith. Because faith does not function in ABC. You have to trust him. What I say? See, some of y'all dealing with something tonight. You're dealing with it, but the Lord going to answer to tell you how to handle it. It's not bad as it looks, because you're looking in the wrong place. See? Observation. You're observing it, and it's talking to you, and you're out there trying to talk to it. You didn't get it. You out there trying to talk to it. What you out there for? You know you can't handle it. Go on back where you're strong at. You see what I'm saying? Go back on the inside. So it's an inner kingdom with outer effects. I want to say it this way. It's an inner kingdom, a supernatural kingdom, that those of us who know how to function in it right can cause the supernatural to come on the outside and change any situation. Now, we're dealing with unusual church here now. We're not dealing with religion here and tradition. We're dealing with God. People need to come out. We need to come out the closet. We need to function so God's glory can get his glory. So they tried to make a demand on Jesus here in the 20th verse. I mean, Luke 17. Religious folks, they're always trying to make a demand on you. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, demanded. The Lord demanded. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God, you can't see it, comes not with observation. So here what he tells us in verse 21 now, here's what we as kingdom livers, as how to live in the unmovable, unshakable kingdom lifestyle. Neither should they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now somebody about to get slapped. Unactivated. Participating but not activated. Part of the church. Love God, but you're just trying to do it normally and naturally. But it's my job as your pastor to train you to know it's time to activate. Not just participate. It's time to activate. In your personal life, you should have victory. But you got to activate it from the inside. Not saying you're not going to be attacked. You'd be attacked from the outside. How many of y'all have been attacked from the outside? Yeah, you're going to be attacked. But in no time to panic, because you know the attack can't whoop you. I don't care what you're dealing with up in here tonight. It cannot whoop the kingdom of God that is on the inside of you. If you're getting whooped, you're on the outside. Anything dragging you any kind of way or handling you any kind of way is you haven't stood still long enough to let the power flow. Turn to Romans 14. Look at verse 17, because it's not an outer kingdom, it's an inner kingdom. It's not meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen. Without intermission. Whatever functioning wrong on the outside is just another chance for God to show himself strong on your behalf. You see what kind of kingdom it is? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And what he's saying there, see, don't get stuck on the meat and drink. It's not an outer kingdom. It's not a visible kingdom. But it's what? Righteousness. Peace. Come on, give them to me. Righteousness. Peace. All right. Now. Knowing how to switch from your senses to your spirit. You're going to operate in that kingdom. You're going to have to know that. Knowing how to switch from your senses to your spirit. God had me to go pull some notes out that I ministered some months ago for this kingdom. Secondly, if you know it's an inner kingdom, you know it's an unmovable kingdom, unlosable kingdom. Here we go. You will be able to switch from your situation to a solution. Who ready to switch? Switch from your, if you just stay there long enough, if you pause, if you salah, if you stay in this present long enough, if you let your inner ear and your inner eye take over, you're going to get how to switch. How to switch. See. From the outside to the inside. Then you come back out. But it's a different story. When you switch from the outside and go on the inside, when you come back out, the problem is not big. Because you're coming back with a divine solution. Oh, he knows what to do. Tell somebody next to him. Tell him he knows what to do. You should tell him you think you got a biggie, but he knows what to do. Tell him, you better listen up in here. He knows what to do. How many believe he knows what to do? I don't care what it is. He knows he got a solution for it. But that's not the nitty-gritty. He has a solution for it. Do I know how to take the solution and switch? No, you're not. See, when you switch, you're coming out a different person. See, you go in natural and you come out super. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, by the power of the kingdom that's on the inside of me, by the power of the cross, by the power of the resurrection, power of the name of Jesus the Christ. You're not just facing me. Are you seeing it? See, we're talking about living this unshakable, unmovable, unstoppable kingdom. That kingdom in us, and we're a kingdom citizen. So we have divine rights. But we have to have our tutelage from the inside. See, the Holy Spirit in that kingdom. He got wisdom and knowledge and understanding and illumination that this world have never seen yet. All that go home with you tonight. See, stop worrying about that little Mickey Mouse problem. I'm gonna give you a secret. I'm gonna give you a secret. I want you, all of us have infirmities, shortcoming, right? Turn to Hebrews 4:16. I want to show you how to take your infirmities and soak them in grace and mercy. Jesus Christ. That's where the power is. The power is not being all proud, talking about what I can do. No, soak. And let grace and mercy handle it. See, oh my goodness. See, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. What? That we may find what? Obtain mercy and find grace. What? The help? What? When? Where that throne at now? You full of grace and mercy. Right now, you are full of grace and mercy because the kingdom of God is, and he said, if you need some help, he says, come from the outside. Come in here to this kingdom and where this throne is, and let me give you some mercy and grace. I know you messed up. That's all right. He said, bring your infirmities with you. See, that's why the enemy whoop us. The enemy whoop us. He point our infirmities out. We all got infirmities. But when I'm weak, see, that's why you don't need to be whipped on all the time about your shortcoming. You need to be told the truth and correct it, but you need to give you a chance to get on the inside. And you'll find out your flaws and you'll repent. And you ask God to help you. Man, be glad for your infirmities. Paul was glad about his. Paul said, I'm not going to brag on nothing else but this infirmities. And every time he did, God took him up another level. All right. Switching to a solution from a situation that has been faking you out. Bluffing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit, listen, to bring you from the outside to the inside. And then give you an understanding of the conversation that's going on the inside. You must be separated. What I say? From your senses and go into your most holy faith. Jude, turn to Jude. Verse 19 and 20. Jude. Yeah, you switch, you know how to switch, be separated from your senses. You know, you need your sense to drive the car. You need to pray. You know that with that steering wheel for them brakes. But when you're dealing with something from a kingdom standpoint, I know he told us about the kingdom on the inside of us for a reason. Look, he said, these be they who separate themselves sanctuary, having not the Spirit. That shouldn't be you. Now go to the next verse. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, that's an inside job, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You hear me outside, but I'm really praying from the inside. That came from the inside. Hallelujah. I get to doing that too many times. We'd be running around up in here. But that's how we should be functioning. From the inside. Why do the scriptures, and what's the ramification of the scripture calling the word a mirror? That mirror is not for you to look and see how your necktie is, or how your wig fitting. It's all right about the wig, shucks. Everybody, I see some pretty wig. When I was a boy, we ain't knew nothing about no wig too much, you know. But they got some hair out there now, boy. Jesus Christ. Hair all the way down here, boy. I lost my thought. What I talking about, man? Yeah, the word mirror, is how to look at yourself from the inside. God revealed who you really are through his word. The word of God is a mirror, and it's telling you nothing impossible. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. It looks like this such a way over here, impossible. Everybody else say you're not going to make it. You can't have that. You can't do this. Nobody never been there. What? So what? I'll be the first one to get there. Now listen, you make mistakes because of your senses. It doesn't mean you're not saved. It means it's time to pause. It's time to salah. It's time to wait. The Bible said they that wait on the Lord. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Don't let life rush you. Make life wait on you. So life can know that life, you're not in charge. I'm in charge. Are you being attracted to who you are, or being distracted from who you are? Now, the law of attraction here, the law of attraction, you have to live in the inner world, to live as a kingdom citizen, you're going to have to let the law of attraction be in charge on the inside. The law of distraction will pull you out with religion, tradition, I go to church, I pray, and all of that, but you're still defeated. But when the Holy Ghost, by the law of attraction, can keep you on the inside where the causes happen, not the effect. See, then you can be in charge with your prayer and your praise and your worship and your confession and your affirmation and your decrees. See, the reason a lot of decrees don't work is it's coming from the outside. I believe you have to have faith and feel it. Amen. I believe you need to stay long enough till you feel it. Just say, I know I got this thing, man. Yeah. See, but you know, word of faith tells us don't worry about no feeling, just going out there with faith. But no, I believe your emotion got something to do with it. So if you still scared, you saying something, you scared, you don't even believe it yourself. You're just quoting the Bible. I've seen people quote the Bible, ain't nothing changed. Just quoting 15 chapters, ain't nothing changed. Because they don't have it. Say the kingdom of God is in me. My life is changing for the better this night. I always will check on the inside. And you might not want to say this. Before I open my big mouth. Because you're going to tell somebody else your problem. They're going to go tell somebody else. And your problem getting bigger and bigger. You know what she told me? Shouldn't have told them nothing. Tell the Lord about it. Don't be telling all your family business, your husband and wife. Don't be talking about your business to everybody that talk to you. Fight it out in the house. You never know you had a problem. Every time you see, boy, it's a nice family. You know the hell we caught last week. we know how to put on the front, don't we? Hallelujah. So problem ought to distract you from your power. But by you being here as a student tonight, you recognize that when something come up, I'm not going to be distracted, but I'm going to be attracted to who I really am. How many have been distracted before? How many went through a long fight distracted? How many fighting something right now distracted? That's okay. That's all right. Let's turn it in tonight. Well, let's turn it inside. Glory to God. Let's turn into the power and the glory of God on the inside of us. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it if you made a mistake. When you do this as a kingdom citizen, understand these things, you come to the position where you enjoy the Lord. Yeah, you see, the Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength, and joy unspeakable and full of glory, the joy of the Holy Ghost, joy, joy, joy. Now, that's joy when things don't look right. That's joy when you're holding a report in your hand. I know you want to hear this. I'm going to tell it to you. I don't want you to ever forget it. God is a lover, and he wants you happy. Write that down. Write that down, man. God is a lover, and he wants you happy. And he sure can make it happen. You listening? This unmovable kingdom that we have a part in. Now, I like this statement. God is not looking for your faults. He wants you to understand how to live above all needs. He's not looking for your fault. See, Because you go around just thinking, God, well, I did that, I did that. No, when you get closer to God, you're not going to do that no more. Now, when you're on the outside and when you're dealing just with the senses of what you can see, touch, your central positions will make Satan your master. And a lot of people hurt because that's why I'm here tonight. They don't know the answer, right, sitting right there on the inside of them. You're a child of God. God not going to leave you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God is for you. Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. What? Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But that's on the inside of me. You got to know how to live from the inside. Or your Christianity is not doing you any good. You might go to heaven, but you don't catch hell down here. I'm going to tell you this one. This is not on my list, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Your cells are catching hell, and the hospital is not heaven. You better learn how to take care of yourself. You better learn how to take care of yourself. You have to get out your senses and command them what to do. Don't be ruled by your senses. My, my. See if you can identify with this. And this will clear a lot of things up. If you just look into the outside, nobody is holy. We all have flaws. Man, I'd be jumping in that grace all day long. Diving. Informative. See, y'all act like y'all all holy. No, I take me a dive and jump. Now, here's something we have permitted, we must not permit it anymore. We've let the world call us on the outside. And we should have stayed in our kingdom. And help as many as we can. But I ain't coming outside there where you are and stay with you. I'll come out there to get you, but I'm going back where I came from. See, I ain't going to do the stuff you're doing. And you ain't going to make me look bad talking about I'm not living a good life. I know what kind of life I got. You the one not living a good life. I've been out there where you had before. Stop looking at your flaws and your mistake all the time. You're holy on the inside. I'm going to make a statement. I got 20 minutes left. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I hope everybody listening right now. How many online? I hope they're listening right now. 409. That which has been tripping you will no longer trip you. Because you're going to hear the apostle voice say, go on the inside. Go on the inside. Stop trying to deal with it from the outside. Go on the inside. And I promise you God will help you. mentioned this. Turn to 1 Timothy. I'm going to hit you with three or four scriptures and to substantiate the power on the inside of you. 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Let me talk to you a few minutes about, turn to Romans 9, 1, to hold that to Romans 9, 1. Consciousness. Being conscious of the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, it's an unmovable kingdom, it's a supernatural kingdom, it's a kingdom of light, it's a kingdom of life. And you being conscious that I'm not waiting on that kingdom is on the inside of me. It's a kingdom of mystery, but you a kingdom of, you part of, he'll give you a revelation about it. In Romans 9, 1, I see the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. See, your conscience and the Holy Ghost. Your conscience and the Holy Ghost. See, you got to be conscious of the fact that the Holy Ghost power belongs to you. The, what is, nine gifts of the Spirit. Your character, the fruit of the Spirit. They all belong to you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. See. Say inside three times.
Inside.
Well, God, what you doing out here then? Worrying. Wailing. I'll make a statement. You sound like an elementary statement, but it's not elementary to me. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Rest in the Lord. He's real. Rest in the Lord. He's real. Yeah, he won't let you down. You can trust him. You look at me like you never thought I've been in no tight spot. Sheet, I've been in some spot, boy. I've been in some place. If God wouldn't have come through, I'm gone. Because you see, because I be trying to stretch God. I jump way out there. I said, you say you're going to do it. I jump way out there. He love it. He said, boy, you going to check? Boy, come on here. You going to get way out there? You going to trust me that much? Come on here, boy. I'm going to show you something. Tell the person next to you, it's time for you to stretch. Stop standing in that Sam position. Expand. Enlarge. Increase. Overflow. That's what God wants? He's looking. He's only have a remnant in, a remnant of people such as you. Ready to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Ready to go beyond religion. Beyond the line that the enemy have drawn and tell us we can't cross. You see what I'm saying? Beyond.
Above.
All right, I'm going to tell you three looks now. The inward look, the outward look, and the upward look. See? Once you learn the inward look properly, you're going to start looking upward. Upward, in a matter of fact, is a indication there's someone on the inside and the outside of us greater. See, so you know, something happened. Stop looking just on the outside. Go on the inside, and see people. God, you ain't gonna worry. Something going on, you know. You act like you don't care. You know, God, just shut up. I'm trying to do something now. I'm trying to settle the case. You just, you, You're just making it worse with your mouth. Just shut up. Let me think a while. Let me talk to God a while about this. You know how to try to rush it. Hebrews. Go back to Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 20. Let me read it a little bit. Let's start at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Y'all ain't even excited. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. by a new, look at this, and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from our evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Talking about holding fast in your confession of faith. Oh my goodness. So when you understand the kingdom, you're pure, you're blameless, not because of you. John 15:3, you're cleansed because of the word. You're sacred. Because of 1 Timothy 4:5, you want to look at it, go ahead and look at it. You have to know in God's eyesight you're sacred, you're holy, you're pure, you're blameless. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to tell the Lord, that's what I want, that's the way I want to live. He'll help you. Help a sinful wretch like me for 40-something years, ever since I've been saved, to live for him. Yeah. I've made mistakes, but he forgave me. Yeah. But I ain't made no practice mistake. You know what a practice mistake is? You keep doing it over and over again. Tell me, the Lord gonna forgive me? Really? You're playing with him. See? Yeah. Don't cut a little bit here. When you find out that you're sacred, you're through being silly. You're through being cheap. Then you will recognize how expensive you are. You're bought with a price. It cost God a great price. For us to sit here tonight talking about the kingdom of God is on the inside of us. So I want to hit you a little more. So the Holy Spirit, you are an expensive item, walking on two legs. See, I want to raise your dignity up. Don't just let anybody misuse you. You worth something. You somebody. Satan wants to call your faults, failures, and mistake up, but they're on the outside. You go back on the inside, you come back straighten that stuff out. Lord, I'm sorry. If you live from the inside, your flaws will be removed. You're not flawed, if there's such a word, on the inside. It's only on the outside. holiness separates you to your spirit. Your outside weakness and your outside efforts cannot call you out anymore. You ready to shout? Holiness, awareness, makes hallelujah a word that overpowers the system. Hallelujah. See, when you know what you're talking about, see, holiness, awareness makes hallelujah a word that overpowers the system. Demon cannot stay where a man or woman saying hallelujah and know why they're saying it. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. So sometimes you don't have to pray. You just say hallelujah. I'm aware of who I am. I'm aware of who lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm aware that the blood have covered all my faults and all my mistakes. I'm aware of that fact. I'm aware that God is on my side and I'm on God's side. Hallelujah. Listen, you listening? When you say hallelujah from a position of holiness, by what he did, not from what you are doing, put you in dominion. You ready? Hallelujah puts the demand on, I have already won. Hallelujah. The enemy does not want you to know who you are on the inside. He don't want you to know. He know, but he don't want you to know. I said he knows. He know who you are on the inside because Christ in you. But he don't want you to know. So he wants you to stay out here saying I'm a Christian. Someday things gonna be all right. No, it's all right now. I gotta close. Now, boy, this one here is something. Your flaws are stepping stones for the Holy Spirit to lift you to another level. Your helpers on the inside of you. I close, man. Holiness declare you are innocent. Listen, your spirit will take your soul and body over to overpower sin. Then he says, you have been tricked in not knowing who you really are. You're innocent by grace. You're sinless by the cross. And say, you don't have to be old to be holy. You know, so when you start living for the, from the inside, you can live right at any age. You can live right when you still can do the sin. So, As a Baptist boy preacher, I'm so glad to say this tonight. You are not filthy rags. Got to close, Junior. You're redeemed. You ready? Stop living on your flaws and live on your flow. God loves you. And he knows you've been trying to get it straight from the outside. But today you will know how to operate on the inside. I got to find a jump more place here. As long as you love God and want to do right, you can't be taken out. Satan can't make you do anything. You know, people talk about the devil made me do it. No, he didn't. You know why? He operates in deception. And if you are sincere, say I am, just because that's fool. Oh, not who? How many answer me? I'm about to say something. If you're sincere, you say I am.
I am.
Anything held back from you have to be released tonight. I'm just waiting for you. What you're going to answer? Anything I prophesied? Anything? Oh my goodness! Anything been held back from you is released tonight. Every demonic power has the bile in your presence. All your inheritance coming to you now. Nothing will be able to stop your faith and grace from functioning anymore. Oh, I got to close, man. I got to close. Well, we might can end with this one. Listen very closely. Listen very closely. Your flaws has no claws to hold you from praising your God. Sometimes, no, it's time to pray them. When you made a mistake, it's time to pray them. When you sense your shortcoming, it's time to pray them. You need him to get you out? The enemy try to tell you you can't praise your God. That's your God. Praise him anyway. Praise him. He'll get you out. Praise him. He'll work it out. Go on, get your prayers on. Go ahead and praise him. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his holiness. He's a good God. He deserves to be praised. What you're dealing with, praise him. What you need for him to do, praise him right now. He deserved to be praised. He gave his only begotten son. Praise him for Jesus. Praise him for the Holy Spirit. He deserved to be praised. Praise yourself right out of that problem. Praise yourself right out of that situation. Praise yourself out of disease and sickness and lack. Praise yourself out of family problems. Praise yourself out of... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Promise me. Promise me that I have not ministered in vain tonight. Promise me that you're going to continue praising him till that thing turn around. Whatever need to be turned around. Promise me you're going to keep saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when things don't look right, keep saying it. Hallelujah. I praise God. Hallelujah. Promise me this night wasn't in vain. Promise me tonight I ministered to you was not in vain. You to keep worrying about your mistake. He wants you to keep worrying about your shortcoming. We all got shortcomings. We all have made mistakes. But grace there. Mercy there. Pray and praise your way on out. I want everybody up in here to say hallelujah right now. Everybody. Hallelujah. If you've never said it before in your life, I want you to say it tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody online, I want you to say it. Hallelujah. That's your word of triumph. That's your word of triumph. When you wake up tomorrow morning, before you say anything to anybody else, don't care how you feel. Don't care what you got to do that day. I want you to get up in the morning and say, hallelujah. I dare you say it three times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have it. Hallelujah. Where your God at? They gonna come help you? Hallelujah. Show them. Choose tonight to me. Hallelujah.